A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told the disciples a parable on the necessity of praying always and not losing heart. Once there was a judge in a certain city who feared no one, not even God. A woman in that city who had been widowed kept coming to the judge and saying, "Give me legal protection from my opponent." For a time, the judge refused. But finally, the judge thought, "I care little for God or for people, but this woman will not leave me alone. I had better give her the protection that she seeks, or she will keep coming and wear me out." Jesus said, "Listen to what this corrupt judge is saying. Will God not then do justice to the chosen who call out day and night? Will God delay long over them? I tell you, God will give them swift justice. But when the promised one comes, will faith be found anywhere on earth?" This is the good news according to Luke. After holding that book up, I have an idea of how Moses' arms might have found. I needed someone to come along and help me. There can be moments in our lives when justice seems too far off, when the systems of the world feel too broken to fix, when we are weary from the fight, and when continuing to fight for justice feels painful. But our scriptures today, they're a holy echo, encouragement from another time, calling us to stay the course, to keep lifting tired arms, to keep speaking the truth, to keep praying and working for justice. Whether we are fighting literal battles like Moses, or preaching and proclaiming like Timothy, or pleading for justice like the persistent widow, God calls us to never give up. Today's message speaks deeply to all of us, but especially to our community, to the LGBTQ+ siblings who have long cried out for justice, recognition, and love in face of rejection. These scriptures, when you read them with a justice lens, become a roadmap for our advocacy, for our resilience, for our hope. In Exodus, we read of a very strange battle, the people of Israel against Amalek. The text doesn't describe swords or strategy. Instead, we get the image of Moses standing on a hill, holding the staff of God in the air. As long as Moses' hands are raised, Israel prevails. This is what advocacy work is, in a nutshell. The work of lifting up justice, the fight for inclusion, equality, and safety for the marginalized. And it's exhausting. Moses couldn't fight his battle alone. He needed Aaron and Hur to support him, one on each side holding up his arms. So many LGBTQ+ people and their allies know what it's like to grow tired. Tired of debating their humanity. Tired of discrimination cloaked in religion. Tired of watching laws and policies threaten their lives and their livelihoods. The good news is, we do not advocate alone. The community of Christ must be like Aaron and Hur, supporting those on the front lines, showing up at vigils, writing letters, educating churches, lifting up tired arms. Our story tells us that justice is not a solo performance. It is a communal act of endurance, It's a marathon that we all run together, taking turns, holding each other up. Stonewall didn't end the struggle. Marriage equality didn't end the struggle. And today's backlash will not stop us either, because we hold one another up. The lesson of Exodus is this: when one grows tired, others must step in and hold us up. Working for justice is not a solo act. It's a communal witness. Our strength lies in our solidarity, in marching together, speaking together, praying together, and loving one another into courage. The really good news is of this passage is when we grow weary, God sends us people to hold us up. Think about the friends who have walked with you through hard times. Think about the mentors who spoke truth into your life. Think about the chosen family who makes you feel seen and loved. These are all the Aarons and the Hers that God gives us, reminders that we don't have to struggle alone. In Paul's letter to Timothy, we hear a call to stay grounded in what we've learned, to hold on to the sacred teachings, to preach the word in season and out of season, to be persistent, to correct, to encourage, and to teach. This direction is important for all who work for justice. We must be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. That might be hard to hear, because we all prefer to work for change when the wind is at our backs, when society is moving with us, when progress feels easy. Today's gospel pushes us to speak even when it costs us, even when it's unpopular, even when so many others might be walking away. Timothy is being reminded to hold fast to what he's learned from the scripture. The purpose of scripture, as Paul says, is to equip us for every good work. Scripture is not meant to be a weapon used to marginalize or harm. It is meant to empower us for justice, compassion, and mercy. For too long, parts of the church have used the Bible to shame and silence LGBTQ+ voices. We are reminded that scripture teaches righteousness, which in the biblical sense means right relationships with God, with each other, and with creation. Righteousness is always relational. It's always just. So we preach, we teach, and we advocate. We challenge hate in the name of love. We educate those stuck in fear. We affirm the sacred worth of every queer child, of every trans youth, of every gay elder, because the word calls us to good works, not to exclusion. In our third story, we meet a woman. She's nameless, she's vulnerable, and yet she's fierce. Jesus tells us the story of a widow who keeps coming to a judge who neither fears God nor respects people, but she is relentless. She demands justice again and again, until even this hardened judge gives in, not out of righteousness, but because she won't stop knocking. This parable isn't about convincing God. Jesus makes that clear. It's about persistence in the face of an unjust system. It's about a woman whose identity, widow, powerless, voiceless, that should have silenced her, but it didn't. Jesus uplifts her as an example to all of us. This is the reclaiming of agency, the refusal to be quiet. It's the holy act of existing and insisting on dignity. How many LGBTQ plus people have had to play the role of the widow, demanding their rightful place in a church, in schools, in workplaces, and in families? How many have knocked on the door of the law and found it shut? Knocked on the door of the church and found rejection? But Jesus says, be like the widow, don't stop knocking. And be aware that persistence is not just about demanding change from the world. It's also about tending to our own hearts. Each time we pray, each time we gather in this community, each time we remind each other of God's love, we are renewing our strength to keep going. When we put these three readings together, we get a powerful image of what it means to be the people of God. From Moses, we learn that justice takes a community. It requires support, perseverance, and a shared strength. From Timothy, we learn that justice must be grounded in truth, spoken boldly, even when it's inconvenient. From the widow, we learn that justice requires persistence from the margins, and that God honors those who refuse to stay silent. And this is good news for all of us, for anyone who has felt like giving up, for every LGBTQ plus teen bullied in school, for every queer elder kicked out of a congregation, for every ally who has been told to quit stirring the pot. Keep going. Keep proclaiming. Keep knocking. In today's readings, we have heard our ancestors struggle as we struggle today. We are called to stay the course, to keep lifting our tired arms, to keep speaking the truth, and to keep praying and working for justice. God calls us to be the community that lifts tired arms, that teaches sound truth, that knocks until the doors are open, and to never give up. And isn't that what we need most in our lives? Community to hold us up, God's truth to remind us who we are, and gathering in prayer to keep us strong when we grow weary. If you, like me, are feeling tired today, tired of the fight for equality, tired of rejection, tired of carrying these heavy burdens, hear today's word of encouragement. You are not alone. God has given you a community. God has given you a story that says you are loved. And God is with you, listening to every prayer, strengthening you to endure. Jesus ends with a haunting question. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? In other words, will he find people who haven't given up? Will he find communities who are still fighting for the oppressed? Will he find allies who haven't grown silent? Let us hold one another up, as Aaron and Hur held up Moses. Let us stay grounded in the truth that God's love is wider than any rejection. And let us be persistent in our prayer, trusting that God hears every cry for justice and every longing in our hearts. May we continue to be God, to strive to be God's blessed, faithful community. Your reflections.